Hello, Seth here. We had a computer issue that caused us to lose half the show. And the half that we still have, we lost Matt Stubbs' mic, so you can barely hear him. We decided to go ahead and post this half of the show up, leaving it up to you to listen or not, thinking this would be better than not giving you a show at all this week. Email JJTM telling us what a horrible idea it was. We love you.
Hey, it's Matt Stubbs from the Jerry Jonestown Massacre Show. If you stick around to the end of the show, we added a little special treat for you. It's something that gets referenced in this clusterfuck of an episode. And now, here's Dustin with a word from our sponsor.
Yes, and before we move on to episode 29, we want to remind you that next week is Valentine's Day. So if you have a loved one in your life, or, hey, say you don't have a loved one, and you don't want to be made fun of in your office, send yourself some flowers to make yourself look loved or appreciated by someone else. You know, fit in. Well, do us a favor. Go to the JerryJonestownMassacre.com and go to the right-hand side of the page, and you will see a link for 1-800-FLORALS. Click on that link, go to the page, order you up some of their fine bouquets, and they'll be delivered just in time for Valentine's Day, and they'll make you the superhero that everyone wants you to be. Now, without further ado, here's the complete disaster of show 29. I'm sorry.
Hello, and welcome to the Jerry Jonestown Massacre, brought to you by Bud K, 1-800-FLORALS, B&B Tobacco, and Amazon. Neat.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
For I am a sinner in the hands of an angry God. Bloody Mary, full of vodka, blessed are you among cocktails. Pray for me now and at the hour of my death, which I hope is soon. Amen.
After I'm gone, your Earth will be free to live out its miserable span of existence. As one of my satellites. And that's how it's going to be.
Live from the Temple of High, it's the Jerry Jonestown Massacre!
Jesus, yeah!
Show 29 on February 4th, 2014.
Yep.
Still in the year of the horse.
Yes. Giddy up.
That was awesome, Jesse.
Thank you, sir. I tried. That's only one cider, too. Imagine how fucked up it would have been if I'd had two.
I can't wait to have that.
That was only after one of these.
That's all we wanted, man. Shut up now.
Okay, shush.
All right, take your mic away.
All right, mute.
Damn it.
Boom! It's Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tuesday.
February 4th.
That's Tuesday.
I already said that.
We've already got over this.
We've covered these topics.
Are those headphones work? Do they work?
Next email.
Yes.
So, hi everybody, how y'all doing?
Seth is sick.
I'm not sick.
You sound very sick. I'm very worried.
That's just my sex voice, dude.
Whoa.
I'm just turning it on today.
Oh my God.
This is my weed voice.
Did you burn a cigar?
Actually, he thought he was going to be doing a lot of announcing tonight, so.
Yeah, so I was like gargling whiskey earlier just to get ready.
Yeah, he was shotgunning cigars.
Well, apparently Seth doesn't need to sound manly and sexy because he already is.
Whoa.
He went and licked the.
Right. Yeah, we do.
Does he ride him himself?
No, I don't.
No, they're actual people. We stalk them.
Someone out there.
Wow.
After we get him, me and Seth go home and stalk the shit out of him. Like, oh, look at her Facebook. Ooh.
I look them all up.
I wonder if she'll be my friend. Denies it 3 days later.
Yeah, they're never my friends.
Delete. Bam.
So what'd you do?
Who?
You.
Me?
Dustin, what'd you do?
When?
Friday. What'd you do?
Yeah, Dustin.
I went to Granada.
What did you do Friday?
What was there?
A giant screen on the side of the stage with live tweets streaming up them. And every other one being something about Jerry Jonestown Massacre.
Nice.
No. Why would I be embarrassed? No one knew.
Because he was jumping up saying, those are mine!
That's me!
I'm in that.
She really, what a turd.
I was with Claudia. Claudia went with me over there, and she was like, "Do those guys have nothing better to do?"
Yeah.
I was like, "I told them to do it." It's funny.
He's like, "They have nothing better to do." Oh my gosh, that's so cool! I know those guys.
Is that what you're doing? Y'all are famous.
That sounds just like Claudia.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I know those guys. You want to bang my ass?
Whoa!
Well, it was the. That was. The, God.
Jesus.
Go on.
You want to stick a toy submarine in my butt?
What's the.
Whoa.
The toy that we'll get to?
Oh,
Buzz
we're
going to
get Buzz Lightyear.
You want to go? You want to go feet first, Buzz Lightyear?
Yeah, buzz in my butt.
Feet first.
I need a
feet
buzz.
Which is better, feet first or head first?
Y'all are jumping the gun.
It was probably trying to simulate birth, is what I'm thinking.
Y'all are jumping the gun. Like everybody's gonna be going, huh, what are they talking
well,
about?
Well, listen to the end of the show.
Yeah. Yeah. Just
so
wait.
What was a Granada?
Yeah.
Here's my punchline. At least it wasn't Woody.
Ha ha ha.
Oh.
Jokes like that.
Yeah.
Should have waited.
This,
all
it's
right, wrap the show. That's the end of the show right there. Yeah. That was such a great joke.
Fast
what
forward.
Was that movie where it plays backwards? Like you watch a little bit, then it goes backwards.
Serious movie.
Pulp Fiction?
No, it was a serious movie. Like Nicolas Cage was in it.
Memento.
No. Yeah, Memento. That's
no,
it.
No, there was another one.
Yeah, that's the one I was thinking of, though, was Memento.
Never mind. Fuck me.
Why am I trying to eat?
I don't know.
I'm
that'd
talking?
Be funny.
Some 7-layer dip from the Super Bowl party.
That stabs people in the mouth, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Can't get into that yet either, because that's another topic.
Okay.
So.
To be skinny continued. Puppy, huh?
I went and saw Skinny Puppy at Granada.
Cool.
Were they still skinny?
Yeah. Still look like they do heroin.
Okay.
It was a fun and neat show. It was Skinny Puppy as Skinny Puppy should be.
How
theatrics.
Cool.
Loud bass hurting. There's been two shows in my life now that my clothes have vibrated off almost.
I know the other one.
Fear Factory.
Yeah.
And Skinny Puppy. The bass hit so hard.
Question?
In there.
Was there more blood at our stabbing or a Skinny Puppy show?
Well, which stabbing?
That was genius.
Wait, which stabbing? What do you mean?
Because the stabbing outside of Taps that involved y'all was more like a Gwar concert.
Okay.
I mean, that was full
there
on.
There was any sperm. Or was there?
Oh, it was coming everywhere. Dude.
After you guys left.
I was so excited.
And I was alone in the parking lot. I told the cops, turn around.
You were making sure you're a blood brother with us?
I was doing the
using
covers.
Using blood as lube.
Of Load and Reload. Blood and Semen.
Gross.
One
cool.
And two.
So at what point of the Skinny Puppy show did you see Don't Make a Spectacle of Your Testicle?
Right before they came on. Right before they came on. Because they had the live stream going.
So it wasn't during the show?
Mm-mm. During the show,
but there
was
still
like
they had attention. There was
projectors.
Attention to it.
Okay, so if you were on drugs, that
yes.
show would have killed you.
Yes.
If you were on any mild hallucinogen, that show would have killed you.
Yes.
I counted 15 projectors projecting, each of them projecting different images, different directions.
How was the crowd doing?
The crowd was the most I've ever seen in Granada. And the crowd was just standing there mesmerized, like, oh my God.
Yeah, because they're all on drugs.
It
yeah,
was
they're all on drugs.
Extremely difficult. And I shot the show, and like half my photos are like, I don't know what to do with this because
go.
It makes no sense.
There we go.
I don't know what to do with them.
It was photography at the show, too, you know. Cause...
Which video monitor said, retreat your meat?
The same one.
Was that one of the tweets that got sent
yes.
out? Okay.
Oh, he blew that up.
It was completely badass. You should have gone, Seth.
I wish I could have.
You would have been like, oh my Lord. And
I'd be getting out of jail probably today.
They went off for encore when they came back. Well, the drummer and Kevin up top had no makeup, no clothes, no
oh, cool.
costume. But Ogre did. But
mm-hmm.
when he came out from the encore, nothing. And that's the first time I've seen him outside of Pigface. No, he had regular clothes on, but no theatrics, no nothing. He just came out and played the last two songs.
I saw Pigface like 8 years ago, and he was just in like this quartet thing. That's the only time I'm in
mm-hmm.
a big overcoat.
Yeah. That's in Pigface, he normally doesn't wear anything, but in that, yeah.
Did the same
monitor cool.
say undo the corn that is your manners?
Are you just going to...
Palm your tits?
Yes. I think I have
pound
photos.
Calm your tits. Hashtag?
Yes.
Hashtag.
Hashtag calm your tits.
But the picture you tried to tweet in here.
Like on your tits?
Who put Trish Trish? It's me, Bill.
Oh, no.
He went nuts, man. It was crazy.
Trish, it's me, Bill. Fuck you, tramp. I know you're docked with Seth. You fucking tranny PTA mother cum guzzler.
Wow. They didn't put that over the board, huh?
No, that one came up, and then the lights went out. It was like...
if I was there, I'm Seth. Yeah. So I docked with a tranny.
If you're listening to the show, we'll get you. Do that.
We'll get you. I can't wait till we can live tweet at the Ranger game later this season.
Oh, it's going to be so good.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can.
Because you can tweet. Up. It'll show up, it shows up on the board.
No, they'll have some.
Oh, yeah.
There'll be a delay.
No, because you'll just make a Rangers reference, and then at the end, JGTM. #JGTM.
That's all you got to do.
This is the greatest game I've ever been to. #JJTM.
At Rangers. At Tex
Pound.
Rangers.
Yeah.
Pound. But yeah, it was amazing. It was amazing. And then we went and got donuts at the donut shop in Ilum.
Oh, damn it.
Which I brought for the Super Bowl party, which was the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, that was 2 days later.
So can we talk about the Super Bowl?
You had 2 day old
donut.
Can we
talk about that?
Yeah, let's talk about it real quick.
Sucked. Move on.
All right.
Yeah, it was...
Next.
It was embarrassing and terrible.
And real quick, Seth, what about the commercials, too?
Oh, it suck.
Move on.
Next.
Oh,
how about the halftime show?
Okay, wait. Is this not the first Super Bowl you've ever seen where there was not only a Monsanto commercial, but there was a Scientology commercial?
Yeah, weird.
Yeah.
I was like, do they make commercials for Scientology? Really?
Yes.
And well, I mean, they can afford Super Bowl time. They're you know, they got movie star money.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
that'll be the next halftime show.
Yeah.
30 minutes of them talking about Ron.
The one I did like was the Jerry Seinfeld.
Yes.
Remake.
The reunion deal. I liked it.
I found it. Found out today that was completely free. Fox gave them the spot. Absolutely.
You're
free.
You're kidding me.
So they did it all for free. And he got to throw in the last, 9 seconds, 5 seconds about comedians in cars getting coffee.
Yeah, which is the best thing on the internet next to porn.
Yes.
That's what I've heard.
Porn's the best.
Pretty awesome.
And then Jerry Seinfeld.
Yep.
Wait a second. It was good. There's a podcast show out there, too, on the
internet. Oh, yeah, WTF, Mark Maron. It's pretty good, too.
Can we try beer yet?
So Super Bowl
whiskey,
sucks.
Have some whiskey.
Yeah,
and
it was
since
terrible.
We have Jesse Engel here.
Oh yeah, he's here.
If it wasn't, if you already didn't know his voice at the beginning of the show.
Has Jesse been on the most out of any guest we've had?
Maybe because he's always around here.
Am I beating Thomas?
Oh, that's close.
Yeah,
that
you and Thomas might be.
Okay.
Neck.
You know what though? Thomas will let us know tomorrow.
Yeah. No, actually, he's gonna let us know in about five. Well, yeah, an hour and a half. Yeah.
Does he tweet?
Yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah, but
I'm 5DL6.
We're not
I'm
live.
I'm 6DL5.
Oh yeah, we're not live, so he's not here now.
Yeah, yeah, no, an hour and a half
after it goes live.
Sure,
yeah, yeah.
I've gotten a message from him the night that you posted to us. Oh, Matt, Thomas already knows about the show.
I think he has this room bugged.
Bugged. Yeah.
They just listen.
Wow.
I have a question. Why is he here?
I was driving by and I had a six pack and I wanted you to. And I wanted you to.
We let you come in. We let you come in because you brought beer.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Otherwise, it'd be like
I knew
get
that.
Out.
I don't have tits. I don't wear G strings. I'm not gonna get in here.
But what I wanted to ask you was, being a drummer yourself, that is always worried about his drums being mixed. What did you think of Bruno Mars?
Oh, playing at the beginning of that. I mean,
is that embarrassing to you?
You gotta start somewhere.
so he just picks the Super Bowl to start playing drums.
Yeah.
Did you know his brother is the drummer? Though? Like his brother plays drums.
The only drummer I saw was Chad Smith.
Bruno
has
a band.
His brother came up and sat in the kit that they backed into the corner.
Kind of weird. I'm a better drummer than you.
Yeah.
Cornholio.
What?
Well, how do you think the relationship is for Taylor Hawkins and Dave Grohl? Do you think that ever gets to?
No, because Dave can always like, can you play this bitch?
No. True.
They've interviewed about some of that stuff before. I've heard some things.
And Dave has
how,
said that Taylor's better than him.
Yeah.
I like watching Taylor just because he's smiling so big the whole time.
Yeah. Like he's got a perma grin.
Yeah. and he's got the widest teeth ever. Mm-hmm. So you can be in the back of the auditorium and sit there and go
see the Cheshire Cat
and see his smile. Yeah, exactly.
All you see is hair and teeth.
That cracked me up.
And what's funny is Dave's got that giant grin too. He's got that big giant grin and the big mop.
I've actually seen an interview where Dave talks about how he has done the whole, hold on, let me show you what I want. And then go over there and show him.
Oh, of course. So, and then
everybody's done that though. Okay.
Dave has also like talked about
Jesse take my bass from me and go, this is how you play.
Look here, motherfucker.
Fucking Nazi. True. I'm sorry, we're supposed to be
Yeah. Oh, are we? Sorry. How many tallies of F-bombs do we get?
I just used three.
Wow.
I hadn't cussed yet.
According to iTunes, you only get one, and then you have to throw the explicit label out there. Oh, okay. According to iTunes.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh.
Bam. There we go.
Yeah.
Jesus. That's our intro. Fuck. Explicit label.
Oh, God. So what's next?
So is the weather.
Are you serious?
Screwed up.
We're going to talk about weather.
No, it was just on the list. I'm just hitting it.
It's 75 and then it's 22. It's great.
22 nothing. Tomorrow's going to be like 19.
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious?
With wind chills less than that.
Hey, were y'all disappointed in the Super Bowl not being like 6 foot of snow?
They were 10 degrees warmer than we were.
And then
when the bowl was over and everybody was gone, it snowed like a dick.
I wanted to see a Super Bowl in terrible weather.
Yeah, they're
locked. I didn't say anything. I didn't say nothing.
I think we just got an E.
I wanted it to look like that.
I wanted it to look like New York. Yeah, a snow bowl.
Where you couldn't see anything.
Was it them? I thought it was Detroit for some reason.
It was. And Detroit.
Oh, it was Detroit.
No, Philly was in
whatever.
Too, wasn't it?
You couldn't even see the ball in there.
Yeah. No, you couldn't see the lines to mark first down.
God, that would have been so badass.
Yeah, they even had like the numbers
Super Bowl
superimposed over the.
Yes.
For it. It was great. There's like 5 foot of visibility.
And that's actually.
The Winter Classic hockey and the Super Bowl and just.
Tell me that
on
wouldn't.
On the same field at once?
Totally changed the game.
So, the football field runs north and south, and the hockey runs east and west.
Uh-huh. I've watched it.
And it's just constant
chaos.
The
madness.
Mm-hmm. It'd be better than MMA.
That'd be like the XFL.
He hates me.
Except not a fail.
Y'all remember him?
Yeah. He plays special teams for Atlanta.
He also spoke for evil. He do.
All right, I want some beer.
Me too.
After watching people drink beer at the bar.
Yeah, but see, you're at a bar where they're drinking Bud Light, and that ain't no Bud Light.
Okay.
No, this has got me excited.
Stubbs, here, someone get the beer and let Stubbs ask a question. Yeah, because he asked me a pretty good question.
Are we going to hear the beer intro?
Yeah.
Okay.
So here's the question. Marty comes in today. First of all, there was a guy at the bar just sitting there awkwardly sitting, like, looking either on drugs or a slower individual.
He's about to stab someone?
His mouth is wide open. He's just staring off into nothing.
Was he actually at the bar or at a table, like, behind stuff?
A lady was buying drinks, and she was speaking for him. She was paying for him. She was getting his Sprites, all this stuff. So he was either on drugs, because he was just, like,
He's staring off into space, grabbing his drink stupidly, and has his mouth wide open, and just finger in the air.
So
I don't know how to describe that. Sniffing his fingers. Okay.
Hold on. Did he have, like, some mental defect? Was he?
That's what he's wondering.
What I'm getting to. So I go to Brittany. I say, hey, if someone is mentally
challenged,
retarded, can we say retarded is a challenge? What's the right one?
Mentally challenged.
Tards.
So if they're retarded.
Wow.
If they're like that.
Just cut it off at the pass.
Yeah.
Trying to forget it.
Brittany said you cannot serve them legally.
I don't think you can.
Well, then I went and asked Marty when he came in. I said, hey, if someone comes in that's mentally challenged, sits at the bar, tries to get a beer, can we serve them? And he goes, if they got an ID, because they're 21. Yeah, dude, do
See,
it.
Really? Here's my thing, because when you're tarded, you're like a 12-year-old in your head or an 8-year-old. So then you start serving them alcohol. They're going to be two beers in and start shitting their pants,
exactly.
Pissing themselves.
And then they have to drive home.
And then they're drunk. See, that's the thing.
Well,
if they're not driving, I say serve them.
Yeah.
Were you about to point at Seth because he pisses and shits himself?
Okay, well, see, that's my thing, too. It's like, is it legal for them to serve me? Because every chick I've ever dated says I'm like a preteen or a pre-ejaculator or something. I forget what she said. But it was something to that effect that I'm a kid.
That sounds better.
It's up to the establishment. It's under their discretion. No, I'm just saying that it's up to the seller's discretion on whether or not they can or can't.
Yeah, they have the right to refuse anyone.
Bar, right?
But I can look it up.
But do you have,
okay, so
you
I can,
have the right to refuse? Do you have the right to serve? I'm like, hey, this is a pretty cool...
Yeah, because they have legal... They're legally
beer,
cleared to drink with that ID.
I've seen a dude walk into the bar and just go, come on, and then they handed him a beer. But, you know, Dustin was drunk, so it was cool.
Sir, I've never had Corona.
Okay, sir. That was Jesse.
I was going to say, mark that.
I've seen a guy beat his wiener on a dumpster.
Dude,
did you fuck a dumpster again?
It was him. He tells everybody it was me. It was him.
I think I have video of it being you.
Didn't y'all fight?
I love this dumpster.
Didn't y'all get into a fight that night, too? Y'all didn't?
No, I went to answer the door, and his butt was smashed against my glass door.
No, he ran out naked.
In my boxers.
No, butt ass naked.
Where was I? Why was I in this?
You're probably debacle? Passed out on the couch.
Where are we? Were on this chair.
Is,
that.
Come this on, dude. What I never happens. Sleep. You know
is this
that.
When we did the Cindy Lauper tune?
No.
Or,
Yes. No.
No.
The Culture Club.
I needed time to relax.
There is video of that night.
Yes. This is the night. What happens is...
Oh.
He shows up with some Mio.
We're not there yet.
Mio.
Oh, sorry.
What's Mio?
The stuff you spray
the water
in water.
Oh, that
stuff.
Crap. Yeah, okay.
And a bottle of Tito's and goes, let's have fun.
Oh, my God, no.
Sprays the Mio in Tito's and we just start drinking
it.
You're kidding me. How good was that?
Jesus.
It was really good. And then...
I bet that was delicious.
We end up doing karaoke together.
He just knock out a light?
A dumpster?
Did I?
A dumpster, and I chase after him outside naked or something.
So what was her name then? The cum dumpster.
No, it said
a literal metal dumpster.
It said waste management on it.
Well, she might have been wearing a t-shirt.
Yeah, whatever. Right.
The law.
That is like the best chick t-shirt. It says waste management across it.
The law only targets age. That's it.
Really? That's it?
That's it.
Yep.
So you have the right to serve them if they're mentally...
Yes. And if you don't, it could be considered discrimination.
Ooh.
Seth, can you get Laidlaw
could
shirts?
Hey, Tidhead!
Adderall
with port barrels.
Well, folks, we have a beer called...
It's an Imperial Black IPA with hemp seed in it.
It's pretty hoppy. This is a neutral beer. It's not sour. It's not sweet. It's dry.
Chocolatey dark malts align with an strong...
Of course, my taste buds are dead.
They'll be like, please never drink our beer on air again.
5.6. It's very dry.
Because all the whiskey I've been drinking.
Okay, so we got a beer here called Dubby.
IPA. So, I mean, it's going to have hops. The IBU is 109.
The Prairie House, which is one from Oklahoma.
The Lord of Hops.
I like this beer.
Astronomical amount of hops.
Oh,
that goat's man.
Oh, oh, yeah.
That cracks me up so much.
Did you pull any of that from the New Year's Eve show?
So we have
that was the last two shows as well.
We have a new beer intro that has us flubbing all over the place.
That's why I'm surprised that he didn't get anything from the New Year's Eve show.
Oh, my God.
That was
I didn't have those shows.
That was brutal.
Oh, it's because you haven't listened to it because he's so disgraced by it.
I hadn't listened to those shows.
I still have the little videos on my phone of you showing your ass crack while you're trying to tackle somebody.
Me?
You're welcome.
Who?
Oh, yeah, you.
Stubbs?
It's him.
Oh, that is so good.
All right, so our beer this week is Woodchuck Hard Cider. This was brought in by Jesse.
Myself. Now, this is a private
Holy crap.
Barrel
now, this,
select reserve.
Yes, this is not your normal Woodchuck Hard Cider. This is a private reserve barrel select, 6.9 alcohol.
It's an apple cider that is aged in Kentucky bourbon barrels.
Oh my.
Bam!
Oh my.
This is supposed to be extremely rare. So, listeners out there, if you find it, go get it.
Yeah,
buy
it's,
all of it. This is delicious.
Yes.
I haven't had it yet.
It's,
and like brown sugar.
I taste maple. I taste like maple syrup. That is so good.
Yeah, we between
that's
between
good.
Between the one yeah see
yeah that
between
is good.
Between the
I don't
ones
think
in
I
this
got
room
goosebumps from this.
We have a have a term for beers like this. We call it a treat. This is definitely a treat in a bottle.
Very well, might be the best beer or cider we've had up.
Bam!
Cider, period. Yeah. Cider this is, sure. You
this
know
is,
what?
That is really good.
This is IHOP waffles in a bottle.
Yes.
Is what this is.
I taste maple syrup. That's oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, this is good.
This is damn good.
So you only brought a six pack, huh?
Well, I didn't know if it was going to be a good score or not. I didn't want to bring in 12 or 18 of them if it was like.
Score.
Yeah.
To all the JJTM listeners out there,
please do not buy it.
Cider, go try out the Woodchuck Hard Cider.
No, don't.
Private Reserve.
The Private Reserve. It's awesome.
Yes.
I
think this is the first time we've given it all.
Yeah. This
is the first time we've been on the
same page. No, we're on the possible. Same page quite a bit, but this is way same page.
Yeah, he likes too darker stuff for me. Yeah, I like the dark, but come on.
I like all kinds.
Women.
Whoa.
Yeah, this is super, super duper good.
It's good.
Like, so good. I like it. Like,
now it's just going to be.
It's like, if I talk like this.
It's going to be a challenge to find how many places sell it. Because I've never seen it until that one spot.
Oh my gosh, what am I going to do next?
So this is so good. I love this beer. It's like, it's the best.
You get a little weird. You hungry?
You need a Snickers.
Oh my god.
Who was I talking to about that the other day about like murdering everything and they go, dude, you need a Snickers. You're a little bit of a diva,
I think that's
Hitler.
The baby conversation that we were having.
Oh.
Oh, I thought we were talking like Hitler and we're just I wish Hitler Snickers were around cuz gave Snickers to Hitler, you know, and then he wouldn't have killed
Hitler,
6 million
of course,
Jews.
I'd like to show
y'all
something.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Wow.
You are cool.
So when does the stash come?
Do Heil.
When does the stash come?
Matt just took his hat off.
Jesus Christ.
And his
I love
hair
that haircut.
Can be cut over.
He totally went to the barbershop and asked for the Hitler.
Who did that? Chris did
You're looking
that?
At him.
I did have the stash too the first day. And then even my kids were scared by it.
Daddy, I saw that in school. It was bad.
Even Michaela was like, no.
God. Wow.
It's pretty cool, though. Pretty cool party trick I got now.
It is pretty cool. Are you going to grow your stash out?
Yes.
It kind of looks like you still have the remains. Yeah, the remnants of. Yeah.
Did they ever say why Michael Jordan did that?
On the hands
it's apparently fashionable in the dark community.
Oh.
I have seen lots
That's
of
what
bubbles.
I heard. That's what I heard.
And I've seen lots of sisters, and I've never seen one of them wear a Hitler.
That might have just been someone covering his tracks, but that's what I heard.
He's a huge gambler.
He
had to owe money to some kind of mob, and they're like, "Okay, here's what you can do. You wanna know what you can do?
You wanna keep your right fingers? Now? You wanna keep your fingers?"
I don't know why it was Jay Leno.
Or Jay Leno jersey? Yeah, yeah.
Hey. But anyway.
I can't believe no one had the balls to tell him, dude, shave that off before you see this commercial.
Yeah, you look like fucking Hitler.
Yeah,
dude.
And
They're
you
on
shot
an airplane
a commercial.
Or something.
There's another F-bomb. Jesus.
And an H-bomb.
Gah.
Did we actually have a discussion about knocking back our cussing or just being funny? Because no one told me.
It's very
I thought
possible.
You said last week that we got some complaints about our language.
We did.
I hate like, listening to myself because like, I'm smarter than that. What am I doing?
It just shouldn't be every
we
other word.
Get complaints. But yeah. These were complaints from people that we listened to.
When you replace the with F or S or C, then yeah.
It's an issue.
Come.
Country. Cuntroy.
Crab. You mean cockerel?
I'll say it because I say it all the time in the British way.
What?
Cunt.
It's a bloody cunt.
Yes.
Speaking of bloody, you still picking scabs out of your mouth?
Mm-hmm. Who was bleeding?
Me.
His face is.
I cut my mouth open before we got started on the show.
He was cutting his
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you cut the inside of your mouth? What were you doing?
I'm trying to make a hole between my sinus cavity and the top of my mouth so I can pass balloons and stuff through.
Easy. Just do a lot of coke.
I know, right?
I have two holes right now, bro.
We can show you how to do that.
Have you tried cocaine?
Give me a week with you.
All right, so
this is a good beer.
It is.
It.
Really good.
Is beer talk over?
It's really good with cocaine.
Do we want to move in? Here's a question. Choose your own adventure.
Okay.
Do we want to continue with Matt's topic he started last week? Mm-hmm. Where we're going to hit another five?
Hold on. I'm looking at the back of this bottle, and it says pairs with cake and pork.
And pork.
Awesome.
The wheel show.
No, I'm sorry. This is just funny.
No, people can't see.
No, literally, look on the back of the bottle.
No, on the back of the bottle, it says pears with cake and pork.
And a little picture of a cake and a little picture of a pig.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
It would be good with cake.
Yes.
Sorry.
Be good with anything.
What kind of cake?
Cake.
German chocolate cake?
Oh, man, I got something to tell you. I told Seth, but I got something interesting to tell you about. What do you... Hold on while he tweeted.
I'm talking about our beer for our fans, getting them a picture.
You can do that shit later.
Oh, yeah, I can. It's not live.
It's not live.
Son of a bitch.
You can do this in like 12 hours.
Hey, we're doing tweets,
that beard is good.
We're taking live tweets. Right,
I'm glad you brought this beard. Now we're all retarded.
How many tweets we've gotten so far, Will? How many is it?
Zero.
Two. Two, but it's y'all two. All right, so we want to continue down the path with Matt's topic he started last week.
Okay, or?
We jump to email and hit it after email.
Let's go ahead and do Matt's shit real quick.
So last week we started to do it. Jesse, did you listen to last week's show?
I started to actually. No. I did start to at work, but like, you know, my listening time at work is I have to hit stop.
Thanks, bro.
Constantly.
Get out. Thanks for the beer.
The stupid customers get in the way.
No, I didn't listen to the whole thing. No,
okay, so last week we started a deal. Made way through the show. You can go back and listen.
Okay.
Matt brought up an interesting topic about bands that hate their own songs.
Oh, it's a good one.
It is.
Yes.
Oh, wait, real quick. In I Was Once Eaten, which song do you wish we never did?
Arcane Blast.
No.
That's the one he gets to say, hate, debate, disdain.
Yeah. There's so many good ones where I get to break out the rev.
Okay, well, hurry up and ask the questions.
It doesn't have
anymore.
To just be I Was Once Eaten. It can be any song we've ever done.
That
all your
I wish we never did. No, see, that was the cool thing is I don't have any of those.
Okay,
oh,
cool.
Oh, my man.
Nice Republican answer.
Badass.
What about Steadfast?
No, yeah.
What about
no problem.
All of Audioscopic?
What about Exmobius?
Most of Exmobius.
How about Bleach? We just played that.
What about when you sat in?
He wanted Bleach.
I know.
He's
requested it.
So what about when you sat in with Metallica? Lars,
they were very
what
demanding.
What song did you wish
very
that you
demanding.
Had never played ever?
Nothing Else Matters.
Wow,
that was a good song.
Thank
like
you.
Song.
Yeah, we don't have that loaded up. So
whole,
Seth, kick us off.
I was okay
with the first song.
Off, Metallica people. This might be my number one.
What Anthrax? The song you hate?
Yes.
I'm not saying it's the band Anthrax.
And the band. If I was in this band, I would.
Erase this from the catalog?
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, it bugs.
I hate this song.
The hypothetical is, to never hear this song again, how many days would you take off your life?
Oh, wow.
Shit. I don't hear this song now unless we're talking about it, so...
I don't want to sound
true.
Morbid, man, but ever again?
Uh-huh.
I might throw 2 weeks.
14 days.
Never hear it again.
14 days, that's it? You don't hate it that much then, huh?
Oh, what would you do, Seth?
I never hear it, so I can't really get in there. But
that might be a one.
Dude, do you think I care about my health or life or anything? Fuck it, 2 months.
Okay,
he's about to off himself now. He's on the edge now.
I'm already got my life on fast forward as it is.
We need to explain to our Korean listeners that this is Beastie Boys' "Fight for Your Right."
And if you don't know this song, email us because you're an idiot, and I want to hang out with you.
Yes, and if y'all don't have that in Korea, we may come over there with Dennis Robin next time. We'll just stay on the south side, not the north side.
Get him out of rehab.
Yeah.
Fart.
The Beastie Boys in their
what the
greatest
fart are
hits
you talking
album,
about?
The Sounds of Science, they even said that this song sucks.
Yeah, and I agree 100%. It's boring.
Does
dull,
anyone
cheesy,
in this room like
crappy.
It?
I don't
There's
like
five
it.
Of us.
This is the
like
this is the one Beastie Boys song. Even back then, when people had the freaking tape, I still didn't like it.
This is License to Ill, wasn't it?
Uh-huh. Yeah, the one with the airplane on it.
There were so many better songs on that
it's
album.
The, no, but the, thing
the rest
is,
of the album.
The rest of the album is the same with me because Clear Channel
yes.
does this
yes.
to this song, just bends it over,
well,
spreads its four cheeks and just rams it in there, rams it in there, rams it in there. It in there.
Okay, let's see. This is a great visual.
I think he
oh
just
my God.
I think he just nutted in his britches.
I don't think my butt cheeks are ever going to be able to close again after that.
You made instant tears come out of my face. How did you do that? God. You just runs it in there.
All of these boys, all their songs, I was like, golly, man, this song's going to get great.
So out of...
Jesus.
The rest of the songs on this album, what's number two?
Really? I would say this is going to give me fucking probably death threats.
No, because I'm with you.
No Sleep to Brooklyn.
No. Yes.
And Brass Monkey.
Okay, Brass Monkey,
Brass
dude.
Monkey.
Girls. All I want is girls. Girls.
You know what? Here's my deal. Here's my deal. I hate Beastie Boys now. It's just like I used to love AC/DC, and I can't stand anything they do. Because...
Well, okay, hold on.
Hold on, everyone shut up. I want two cleans, one of those, so I can make a song of this. Ram that in there.
Silence!
Do it.
Okay.
He's got like six.
Okay. Well, you work at the Eagle here locally, here in Dallas. And in their rotation is there has to be an AC/DC song at 15 and 35 past the hour.
Yeah, when I was working there, it was close to that.
It was traffic report and AC/DC.
Yeah.
And then this many commercials, but if you can't fit the commercials in, make sure you get that AC/DC in there.
This will tell you about the time period when I was there too. Disturbed, too.
Ugh.
Rob Zombie.
Kid Rock. Rob Zombie was there.
Every once in a while to bring back the classic, they throw.
Tool. POD.
Here's Tesla.
What's wrong with Tesla?
And then Toadies was in there. Heavy
was
in there too.
Toadies was more of the Edge though. The Edge was playing the shit out of that.
Oh, no? I'm sorry. I was thinking was the Edge. Yeah.
They were both doing it. That's the thing. There are some songs that Clear Channel will rake across all three stations. Like, you'll get it from the Eagle will come bend you over, bam!
Yeah,
and they'll go over to
Stained
the,
was very famous
then
for
they'll
that.
Go over to the Edge, bam! And then now Classic Rock, bam!
Okay, y'all carry on. I'm researching something real quick for the show, but go to the next song.
John Mellencamp, Jack and Diane.
Good Lord, I hate John Cougar Mellencamp.
Cougar?
His music.
Melonhead.
I don't hate him.
Okay, seriously, his name sounds like you're in the middle of the forest and you're just looking at shit. Camp, melon, cougar.
Yes. No, you do it.
You do it.
Is he camping?
I don't
get it.
What are the odds his parents were potheads?
We'll ask something about this.
Pretty good.
I've got it.
No, he's got it.
He has been said in an interview that he.
Sucking
this is what
dog.
Made his life and got him to where he is, but he hates Jack and Diane so much.
Because it's overdone?
Mm-hmm.
And he's had to play it 700 times?
Yeah.
Or probably more than that.
No, thousands.
Yeah, he's played it 1,500
times. He played
that
since the 80s.
There's no way he still plays this live.
He has to.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't.
It's in his fucking contracts, I bet.
He's got a way better... He's got more than this.
What else does he have? No, I don't care.
Oh,
so
what other hits does John Cougar Mellonhead have?
I know.
He's got a bunch.
I know.
Oh, come on.
Oh,
man.
My God. His last show was Farm Aid 13, September 21st.
I guarantee he played it.
At Saratoga Springs, New York.
I bet you any amount of money.
Fourth song in, he played it. He's got pink houses.
The last quote he had was, "I've been able to live on my whims. That's what Jack and Diane gave me, so I can't hate them too much."
Play Summer of 69. That's the wrong artist.
Yeah, it is.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's Brian Adams.
Yes.
Okay, going back to what we were just talking about with the Eagle before we stray too far, I just happened to pull up their playlist for this week.
Oh, God, don't.
Oh, my God.
Do this to
they
us.
Post that?
Do this.
You
they
ready?
This
post?
Week?
Yeah.
For this week.
They post
top songs of this week that they're
okay.
playing.
Okay.
Avenged Sevenfold, Hail
God
to the King. Stone
suck.
Sour, Absolute
no.
Zero.
That Hail to the King tune is not bad.
Avenged Sevenfold blows.
Great. Take up for the team, for the show, for the station.
I'm just saying that song.
Silence!
Pearl Jam, Sirens.
Oh, God.
Hailstone, I Miss song. The Misery.
Oh, God.
The second Stone Sour song, Tired.
Oh, God. I'm tired.
Volbeat, Heaven Nor Hell.
Oh, God.
Imagine Dragons, Radioactive.
Yeah.
3 Days What's Grace.
Up? What's up, boys? What's up, boys?
Hey, guys.
I like that song.
It's 3 Days Grace, Misery
Imagine
Loves
Dragon
My Company.
Imagine Dragon doesn't even like the song
Is
anymore.
Is 3 Days Grace a Christian band?
That's the important questions here.
AWOL then, Nation.
So!
Is that still on their shit? Are you serious?
They're still playing that? And it's not the
Seal!
It's not the Devil Driver one? Which version is it? Is it Devil Driver?
Stubbs!
No, it's AWOL Nation.
So it's
Seal! Stab!
Seth!
Five Finger Death Punch, Battleborn.
Seth!
Imagine Dragons, Demons. Ooh,
I like
two.
That song.
Oh, Offspring, song. Self-Esteem.
They're still playing.
Still?
What?
Linkin Park, Burn It Down.
Oh, God.
Aerosmith, Sweet Emotion.
Good Lord.
Jet, Cold Hard Bitch.
Ugh.
Avenged Sevenfold,
hey, Cold
Shepherd
Hard Bitch
of Fire.
Right there, bud.
Oh, gosh. Are you serious?
Stone Temple Pilots, Interstate Love Song. Seven Mary Three, Cumbersome.
Seven Mary
Just
Three.
Just to mix it up, buddy. Just to mix it up.
She feels like a life and a word and mess.
I didn't know you were going to start singing. I would have silenced the music. Sorry.
BB King's?
No, oh. In this beautiful world.
Nasty trees above. Down a pink and face. Red, white, and blue.
Alice in Chains, Roosters.
Roosters, still on there.
And it's funny, that's that Alice in Chains song, that's the one I hate the most. That's actually probably.
Yeah, they've come to snuff the rooster. Oh, yeah, song. Yeah.
I feel like I'm watching it live.
Yeah.
What is in this beer?
What the hell is why in that is bottle?
Why does cider always make us insane?
That's true. Last time we had cider in
makes
here,
us insane.
We got fucking retarded.
Yes. 3 Days Grace.
We went straight full retard last time.
Hold on. 3 Days Grace did start out as a Christian band.
Oh, God.
But they're
suck.
Not anymore.
That means they suck. Just kidding. I'm kidding.
They're not anymore.
Next
okay.
song.
Oh, they're cool now.
By now you Oasis, Wonderwall?
No, you're wrong. No, it is.
Okay.
We can sit there and have a real argument about that. No, this isn't it. No.
I hated this song for a while.
I like it.
Now I like it again.
I like it.
Yes.
That one is a good song. And that's a fun song to play on Rock Band. That was one of my favorite songs to play on there.
Why'd you give up? Like, used to be like, addict.
You were.
Because I have this fucking show to do now. And it pulled me off away from Rock Band. I can start playing again and just not care about the show.
Like I do with Ghost.
Yes, exactly.
Dustin, please don't. Someone has to care about the show.
All right, so.
And all the Will's ideas suck. How's that for a shot in the nuts?
I have no qualms with this song.
So
I know
Liam Gallagher
joking around too.
Has
He's
said
pissed.
That.
Later, bud.
After doing this,
after singing like this,
I can't do a British accent, so I can't be Liam. Who's got Hello, British? Buddy. British accent. Hello.
No. Done.
He
yeah.
said, I can't fucking stand this fucking song.
I can't stand this fucking song here.
Every time I have to sing it, I want to gag. Before rounding out this interview with a knock against Fairweather fans across the pond, you go to America and they're like, you're Mr. Wonderwall. You want to chin someone.
What does that mean?
He's means British.
Blow him?
Punch him.
I think so.
I think that means
I think
chin
it's
on the
curb
balls?
Job.
Oh,
I think
you
it's
went
a
dark
curb
it.
Job.
I thought we were talking sexual.
A lot.
None.
37.
Do we ever get emails from Europe?
Would
They're
you? Okay,
yeah,
so
haven't we?
Never be able to go to Europe.
So Europe, you want to talk about Europe real quick? Did you see who's coming to the States this spring and the summer?
No.
The Red Army of Manchester United.
Oh, for one of their gangs.
No, they're touring. They're playing a bunch of places.
Red Army, out there somewhere in Russia.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It's like, what?
Is it them that played Barcelona?
You think they play
Russia's kind of?
You think they'll play FC Dallas?
I thought the Olympics were in Sochi.
They're starters and stuff. They'll throw in one a game.
No, they're bringing in everybody because that was the big deal on their little announcement.
That they're playing everyone?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. Who are they playing?
They're just touring around, hitting different places.
They usually tour with another team.
Oh my god, I could give a half.
No, they're playing American teams, supposedly.
Seriously.
We're football nerds. Sorry.
All right. Next song.
Here's some REM. I'm not into football. I try to, and then just get bored with it.
REM?
Everybody nerds.
Shiny, happy people?
Yes, you're right.
It's like I have the list in front of me or something.
This is the one that they hate.
And you're like, there's like 10 more I can give you that suck a lot more.
Exactly.
Than this.
Why? This out of all of them, why this one?
Am I clipping?
Maybe because the
because
video they made
got,
for it.
Isn't this a song that's got the B-52s chick in it?
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I'd hate it too.
Jesse, are you hearing me?
I can hear you.
What? The song?
I think I fucked it up whenever I was doing the.
Dropping it on it?
Yeah. Dropping it hot.
All right. I got you back up. All right, so losing my religion?
Yeah, that would be mine.
Ugh.
As many times they played, as many times that video played.
How does it go? Oh, is it? Is that how it goes?
That's Everybody Hurts, yes.
Yeah. Suck.
Orange Crush.
Suck.
Suck.
Okay, go ahead.
What's the other one on Drive?
I like that one. Wait, what?
There was another one on Drive that was crazy.
Next song.
Yeah. Why does it say they hate this song?
Because it's got
the
that
video they made for it.
It's got that.
It's the worst video in history.
I don't know. I don't like that song.
Hello. Oh, and I'm gone again.
Finally, a good song. Right.
Now here's a band that can't sing or play guitar. They can drum though.
Are we still on the air?
What about bass?
Hello? Hello?
You're
I
on,
can't
man.
Hear the basses.
Just kick me out of this show.
Shut up, dude. We can all hear you.
Yeah, shut up.
Which I'm not going to be here next week.
Good.
Thank God.
Who are y'all going to get
to? Maybe of
Johnson?
A friend of ours from the West Coast.
Oh.
We're going to see about that.
Everyone calm down with that one. All
right. Nirvana Smells Like Teen Spirit. Kurt Cobain once told Rolling Stone that it was an embarrassment to play it. Everyone has focused on that song so much. He
it's the breakout
it
hit.
A total sellout song.
What do you think? What do you think? They didn't think it was going to be a breakout when they wrote it. So
the whole album was breakout.
Yeah.
There's one song that wasn't a single, right? I mean, everything on here.
Yeah. There's like.
Is this the album
90%
has Rape Me on
that,
it?
No.
Rape Me came on the next record.
No, it didn't. Came on the last record.
Yeah, it like didn't come on. Yeah.
Dustin.
It was on in utero. Yeah. Right?
Seven Mary Three covered this song.
I don't know. What would it sound like? Oh, I'm not setting. You're not setting me up to set you up.
My libido.
Okay.
It's not a mosquito. I see trees burn. I had the lyrics in front of me. Load up on guns and bring your friends. Here's another song.
Oh, is this Steadfast?
This is Steadfast, actually.
You cover this.
Yeah.
How many times did y'all play this?
Do you think this beats them down? I would think Sober beats them down more than this.
Here's the thing. Hold on. Let me turn this down.
I love this song.
Maynard says any three song times. He has to talk about
is more than that.
His child abuse, he hates playing. So, like, he named, like, three songs off, so I just pulled one of them. I can't remember the other ones that he said, though.
Some tolerance.
When was the last time you think they played this song?
Man.
When was the last time they even played?
Last time I saw when they played that Fair Park Coliseum show where the Melvins were supposed to play, and they shut it down, the fire marshal fucked them over, and they played that Hell Satan loop over and over again. Did anyone else go to that show?
I did not go to that show.
No, but cool.
The last time I saw Tool was at the AAC, and System of a Down opened up for them.
think I was at that show.
I can't remember if they played this song or not.
I think it was
that. Doubt it.
They didn't. I've only seen that song played once, and it was that show.
This song?
It was when Maynard still came up to the front. Like when he would actually sing
yeah.
the front instead of
yeah,
like
so take that.
Back.
Dustin.
Uh-huh.
What are you reading over there? I'm so intrigued about.
I'm trying
what
to find
got?
Their stats for, yeah, this song. All right, so they
I still
had,
dig it.
This is Prison it. Sex.
Tool, Prison Sex.
Live.
This and Lateralis are probably my favorite Tool songs.
Ooh. Now you're talking, bud. Now you're talking.
Lateralis is awesome live.
We have a lot of people that listen to us that like Tool.
All right, they've played Prison Sex live 189
cool.
times.
Is that it?
How many?
189 times.
That is a high number because they don't play that many shows compared to other bands.
The last time they played it was...
Let me guess. 96.
No.
No.
98.
2006.
05. Yeah, 05, 06.
05? No way.
Come on, Dustin.
Come on, dude. You're on the spot here.
Come on, Dustin.
Who? Wait.
Dustin, don't fail me now.
01.
Come on, Dustin.
01?
So you were close.
Fuck.
Oh. We were sort of both.
Hey,
we
saw that show.
Oh, fuck.
That was the last tour at Reunion Arena, and I don't remember that show because I swear I smoked some laced shit. That's what we're saying. Remember they played a show right after 9/11 at Reunion Arena. It was like Reunion Arena's last concert.
Okay, play. Wait. The last show that I saw at Reunion Arena was Slipknot, and it was right after 9/11. Yep.
Well,
and I remember the place was like half empty.
Holy crap, that place is still doing shows in 01?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Last one I went to was like 97.
Is it torn down now?
Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah, it's a parking lot.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
a
I saw a Tool there.
It's where Prince was supposed to play for the Super Bowl in a giant tent.
Oh, yeah.
And he didn't show up.
Me and Johnson went to that show and smoked some guy's stuff next
Dick.
To us. It was good.
And it was all,
yeah. No, we thought we left the planet and we're hanging out with aliens. We were like, oops, so scared.
And I'm not driving.
I wonder
I'm not
who
not driving
was.
Either.
And we just got drunk. We're like, oh, we know how to fix this. Just drink.
Liquid courage.
Yeah.
All right, boys.
Did you have anything about Maynard talking about this show or anything?
I think I just what pretty much nailed it with he hates okay. talking about his child abuse.
Was all of Undertow about his child abuse?
I don't know. I know that once we covered this song, I was a better drummer. And I remember that. I remember
Are
when we were like, yeah, because when we were trying to pick a song to cover, I was real apprehensive about trying to do it because that was Tool. But yeah,
yeah,
once I've learned the parts and put it together and we started playing it live, yeah, you're a way better drummer.
Man, remember how long we would stay in there?
And just over and over and over and over again?
Like 2 hours of us playing the same damn
yeah.
song.
Hey, Seth, are you ready for this? The last show at Reunion Arena?
That was probably it.
Was Flyleaf, Skillet, and Grits.
I might have been there.
Is,
no.
Is Skillet and Grits two different bands?
Yes.
Do they always tour
it is,
together?
Seriously? Oh, I thought it was a joke.
Yeah, I know.
I thought we were making it funny.
The second to last.
Does Grits always go on after Skillet?
Was Johnny there?
Johnny? Who's Johnny?
You know Johnny.
What does he do?
Jump smoke reefer.
The second to last show was Deftones, and the third to last was Paul McCartney.
Wow. I can't believe you played there.
What year was it?
2010? No.
2010?
I don't know. I already closed this.
All right.
Thanks, asshole.
Why is Pornhub on? What's that?
What?
You got Pornhub?
It's a story we're getting to here a little bit. Relax.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure it is.
You want to do some emails here?
Mm-hmm.
You got mail.
I'm still in the closet.
2007.
I'm never coming out.
Whoa. That's FM DJ right there.
You got.
What was the Skillet well, band around here?
No, that was just a guy. That was a drummer that was in a band named Skillet. It was Lord Slug.
Lord Slug.
Lord Slug. Wow, they
he's,
sucked.
Okay, he's,
I can't believe I remember that shit.
Terrible.
Silence!
He's friends with Shauna somehow.
That's why I remember him, because I went, who the hell is this Skillet Lord Slug? That can't be that drummer from...
And then it said Cabinet Shop, blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy
he works at BMW.
Shit.
What an asshole.
All right, over to you, Will.
Oh, Jesus.
First email my nose. From Elif Merrill.
How do you spell her name?
From Australia.
What'd you say?
Elif.
Elif?
Yeah.
Elif.
Elif.
Right?
Elif Merrill.
Let's take a guess where she's from.
Canada.
You're saying Canada?
Canada.
I'm not allowed to guess.
I know where she's from.
Oh, because you read the email.
Oh, you suck.
I say Australia.
You're wrong.
Who is it? Where is it from?
It is from New York.
New York. I'm closer.
That's where it's
Does
from.
Does that mean I win?
But that's not
her name is Arabic.
It's Muslim.
Yeah.
Subject is, my ass is frozen, so y'all can pee in it.
Y'all can't pee in it.
Oh, y'all can't pee in it.
Read it right, motherfuck.
Out of all the things she catches on to in our show, it's peeing in the butthole.
Which is a good thing to catch on to.
This girl's awesome.
Just want to start off by saying I love listening to you guys, and you make the workday bearable. And I must admit, Seth, your voice is sexy as hell.
See?
What?
Jesse?
What?
I know.
At least she hasn't seen your face yet.
Yeah. There's no visual.
Hey, sweetie. I'm about to start talking a lot in a second, so don't fall out of your seat. Don't slide out of
Put your sexy voice on.
I actually work with Whitney in New York, which is how I found out about this in the first place.
Whitney? Can you say her name and who she's related to?
She was our original producer. Who is she related to?
Yeah, you took her place. She's related to you.
She was our producer. She was like three shows late. Fact checking.
We got a check.
Yeah, we did.
She mentioned it to me, and I figured I'd give it a try. I must say that it took me a couple of shows to really get into, but now I'm hooked. I'm starting 16 tomorrow, and I'm sure I'll catch up by next week.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Show so 16.
Okay, yeah.
Not she's 16 years old.
Thank you.
Dumbass. Okay. Jesse's eyes get all big.
I was not the only one that was worried.
Jesse.
This is cool.
That's what we get she's, for our show.
Jesse is now suddenly sitting up his chair going, what? 16-year-olds?
She's 13.
Starts
she's 13
putting his pirate
behind,
costume on.
Yes. And that's cool. You can still email us even though you're behind in shows. And, you know, we still love getting emails. So just, you can be 15 shows behind, 13, whatever. It's cool.
Hey, this is just and borderline. Good. You can be 13. You can be 15. And that's okay.
Yes.
Jesus. I'm not a pirate.
And listen, I'm glad you're behind.
I don't know what
you're doing. What? So I want to go ahead and tell you. I want to go ahead and tell you that I'm sorry about the New Year's Eve shows and the Christmas Eve show. Things went really downhill on those, but
she's not going to hear those.
I hope you like it. Better.
She's going in numerical order. She's going to hear this now.
I know. And yeah, I'm telling her
sorry.
After the fact. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry about those shows. If you make it through it, we'll send you a gold star in the mail. Or a Dubai brag badge.
We talk about people sending us messages during our shows.
Stop.
What did Aaron send us?
Is that who that is?
Yes.
Stop. I have an idea. For people that make it through the Christmas Eve and New Year shows, we send them a badge that says, I made it through
shows, show.
Whatever numbers those were.
Idea.
We send those to them in the mail. Okay. Anyway, finish the email.
Good idea.
Thanks to you guys. My search history on my phone makes me look like the biggest sicko ever. Perfect vaginas, crocodile,
Whoa!
Or crocodile.
Whoa!
And people losing their virginity to carry on. Oh, my.
We need a follow-up story.
Yeah.
All those,
we do. We haven't touched those bases lately. I'm glad she brought that up.
He's just over here just eating, having a good time.
I'm not reading emails.
Why is it the one that's most anal about the show?
Is the biggest fuck-off
on
it?
On the show.
Yeah.
No, he's not the biggest fuck-off, but he'll eat on the show. If we did that... Silence!
I have a wound in my mouth.
I would have a 10-minute discussion after the show's over. Seth, you can't be eating on a show anymore like that, you know?
Dude, that sounds crazy. Like a fucking water buffalo jacking off.
Joke, just show me that.
If you guys ever do come to New York, first round is on me. Keep up the laughs, comedy, music, and racism. I'm Muslim and
Whoa!
Not...
Really?
And no feelings are ever hurt.
She's okay. A female Muslim that said we can be racist.
Okay.
And if we go to New York, the first shot's on her.
I'll be up there later this year. I'm coming up.
Are you serious? I want to go. I haven't been in New York since I was six.
Hmm?
Or seven.
I've never been to New York. Ever.
Can I stay at your house,
road
sweetie?
Trip.
Leaf? What's your name?
Road trip. Would we make it?
Elif?
Make it to the spot? Make it to the location?
One of us would.
Yeah, one of us would.
We just road tripped it and said, let's load up and go.
As we're cruising through West Virginia, I'd throw y'all out.
Well,
with the wonderful whites.
The Shenandoah Valley is very gorgeous.
Sending over a big old smooch to you three. Elif, I know it's weird. You can make fun of it all you want.
Oh, I'm not going to make fun of it. I just don't know how to say it.
Elif? It's probably Elif.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Send us a voice weird. Gmail it's saying Arabic how do we shit. Pronounce it. Because we're just why? Dumb southern
Muslim?
White
is it
guys.
Elif or Elif?
A white girl can't be a Muslim, Seth?
Yes, yeah, Seth.
What I'm not Elif? Saying that, stupid. I'm saying her name is.
What are you saying?
It's like the first letter in the alphabet. I think. And I don't know how to pronounce it.
Okay.
Cool.
If you'd watch Homeland,
I knew
you would
gonna
see
say
that there could be.
I knew you were going to say Homeland. I'm not going to watch that shit.
Maybe we'll come up to New York and visit you, Elif.
I will.
We'll do that for a beer.
I guarantee you, we'll take that shot.
That's, yeah, that's a guarantee.
We'll sit down, we'll drink with you, and then you'll run off.
But you have to score some blow because we got to drive back.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Jeez.
We have to make it back.
What do you say no G's for? I can't agree with him more right now. I'm like,
they don't
yes,
do that stuff in New York anymore.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's not the 80s anymore.
No.
Isn't that where they found those Skippy Jack?
No, they got better stuff up there.
Heroin. Let's snort some heroin, dude.
Oh, what's Philip Seymour?
Oh.
Who is it?
Hey, let's take a moment. We didn't touch
this moment
shit.
Of silence. Okay. Okay, cool. Next email.
So, Beth.
Paul.
subject is how much?
How much?
That's the subject.
$20.
I'm going to take a guess. This is it's starting with how much?
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying this is a sobriety or drugs or alcohol question email.
Close.
You're close.
You're close.
Pure sex.
You're pat close. Yourself on the back.
Sex?
It is pure sex.
Whoa!
Oh, yeah.
So just out of curiosity.
Hold on, baby. Come on.
Hold on, wait.
Take
wait.
A seat. You're near the edge of it, though. Come on.
So,
what's your name,
Dan? Just out of curiosity, how much would it cost to bang you guys?
Woo. All right, say it normal, because I don't want to have to edit this later and crank it up.
So just out of curiosity, how much would it cost to bang you guys?
Hello?
Free.
A hi and a hello?
Either all at once or one at a time. That would be your choice.
I'm going to go with all
free.
At once.
Well, y'all are free, but I always hold out on my contracts.
Oh, okay. Well,
Is your rider high up there?
Mine was a
I need M&M's. I need cigarettes.
Mine was a cigarette. So.
I need this certain type of beer.
His was free. Mine was a cigarette.
Just say hello to me. I'll bang you.
Oh, my rider?
No. What's your... how much? Jeez.
Oh, it's at least $20, $30. I gotta be able to get a cab home, right?
25 cents. Where's she from?
Something like that.
The Arch is so that would be St. Louis.
Oh, yeah. I'd have to have airfare back home.
Mm.
Oh.
Taxi to the airport.
Oh,
airfare.
Shit.
Taxi back home.
$500.
No. Wait. We could do this on our road trip. It's on the way.
Not really, but okay.
Not
I like
white on the
not,
way.
Is St. Louis
no.
not on the way to New York?
If you kind of
no.
go like this
you
way.
Go, if you kind of go about 12
go
hours
towards,
this way.
Towards
you know that weird bend you have in your penis? It's the same way.
I'm not sure about that, man.
No, you fractured it banging a dumpster.
she all says... Right. I was sitting in my cubicle today playing Fuck, Marry, Kill using you guys and came up with the following scenarios. The safest route for me to keep my sanity would be to fuck Seth, marry Dustin, and kill Matt.
Yes!
Ah!
But then...
Done. Done.
Hang on. It's not done.
What did I do?
But then I started feeling sorry for Matt.
Oh, she feels sorry for you?
So she's not going
to
kill me.
And yeah, so she decided to fuck Dustin, marry Matt, and kill Seth.
That's probably the safest
that's probably,
route.
Probably, yeah,
that's
more correct.
That's actually
route.
The best one to do.
At least the safest
the best
for your vagina.
That the medical bills would be a lot lower.
I really
for
don't
that.
Know who this last sentence is offending, but she says it didn't leave her satisfied.
Oh, so she wants to fuck me again.
So
that's
then
terrible.
Changed it to fuck Matt, marry Seth, and kill Dustin.
Why not?
But that still didn't feel right.
What? You did every all of them now.
This is going to come down to Matt Thomas, I bet.
Dude! Matt
Thomas in this fucking email.
And so she started the process all over again. When
so I I changed it to Matt Thomas, Jesse, and one of the guys from Confounded.
Just leave us out of it.
You guys can hit the road.
She's a toss-up.
Yeah. Y'all can watch. You can watch it talk about it.
When I looked up, I realized I had wasted all day trying to figure this equation out. And that it was time for me to go home.
Oh, good. wasted your day away for you. You're welcome.
Wow. There are some unproductive workers out there.
I know.
Thank you.
I love it when someone tells us that they're emailing us and listening to us at work. That's the coolest.
Thank you for not only wasting my day, but letting your sultry words seep into my ear holes.
Yeah, baby, that's right. Girl.
You heard it, baby. You know, right here on JJT.
Well, I got to give a big round of applause on this week's email. Is that all?
On both of them?
No, we're not done.
Oh, there's okay. More. I clap anyway.
First off.
I don't know. Those first two. Great.
Beth and F.
She also says, but also creating unanswerable scenarios in my head. Love from the City of the Arch, and your bitch in the ear of the horse, Beth.
Yes!
We win.
Both of them. I love both these this week.
Holy crap.
We've got some more emails. The next one is from Kim in Arkansas.
Good luck beating
another
those
girl?
Two.
Yep.
Okay, I have something to say here. I think 90% of our listening audience is women. Because everyone that I know that listens to it's chicks. And then almost all of our emails are from chicks, too.
Every woman that I know is repulsed by us.
It's mainly because of me, I know. I'm a piece of crap.
What?
I'm sorry.
You okay, buddy?
I'm a piece of crap. I know.
Come here. You
want to
hug?
I want to hug.
You need a hug?
I know. I say this C word too many times. I know. I'm a terrible person.
Seriously, though, I'm pretty sure he's right. Because I get more women that come up to me and are like, your show had me. And I'm like, whoa, you listen.
Like, I know. Like, I would never thought you would listen to this crap. I mean, it's way harsh.
You do understand what's going on here, right?
Do you understand what we're talking about half the time? I'm talking about painting and butts.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for the, I love your show so much and I listen to it. And you guys, it's because of you I've had my labia straightened out.
Oh.
More than the other.
Can we get a certificate from her? It's like, MD.
She sends us it in like what's that stuff called? It's like in a jar, or cut off lady parts.
God,
formaldehyde.
It's in formaldehyde.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Okay. Sorry.
Shh. You may be given the JJTM FFL gift ideas for next year.
That's disgusting.
No.
I hope not.
FFL.
FFL. NFL AFC.
I could see one being molded out of like silly putty or something.
Oh, gross.
Oh.
Christy.
Okay,
next
so
email.
Arkansas. I have a bone to pick with you guys.
Okay.
Kim
in
Arkansas.
Fucked up state in country, and you have never ripped Arkansas.
I'm pretty sure we have.
I thought we have.
Says Seth is sexy and Dustin and Matt need to check themselves into rehab for chemical dependencies.
Yeah.
The horse, Kim.
What am I chemical dependent on?
What the hell?
In the year of the horse.
Everyone,
I'm really starting to think that Seth wrote all these to boost his ego up.
Bam.
I need,
I did,
the only
I
thing I need is some
emails.
Port aged Adderall.
So, she's right. There are a lot of fucked up things that happen there because that's the
Memphis. You've only had one of those.
Huh? No, he's stoned. We got
Hollis. Well, you got.
We smoked a lot of weed.
Crazy shit that happens up there.
The Clintons are from there.
The Clintons.
Oh, okay. Bill's okay.
Hillary.
It's his bitch ass wife.
She does look like a bitch.
Oh, she's got a dick.
I bet you we'll never have Hillary Clinton
on the show. Maybe not.
And if she did,
hey,
I would suck her dick if she came on the show.
Is it me or did Chelsea? Hey. Is it me or did Chelsea grow into her face? Yes, right?
I hadn't seen her recently.
I'm gonna go ahead and say,
I love
her. I'd hit it.
Oh, you'd hit it?
I'd hit it.
With a cigar. And a little blue dress.
I would ash in her mouth.
Okay.
That's Kennedy.
So,
okay.
I like Arkansas. They have Crater of the Diamond State Park. That's a cool park.
They have Little Rock. That's a great place.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a lot of drugs there.
You could probably get some good moonshine there.
You can get some rock in the rock. Mm-hmm.
There's meth there, for sure.
There's a lot of crack rock.
The Ozarks all start right there.
Is it one of our darker states?
It is a darker state, so I actually would like to go there and bang a lot of people.
I think so.
Little Rock, dude, it's like 95% black.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
First 48, they're always there.
The one thing I did notice about...
You ever seen 24?
Arkansas and Missouri, up there in the Ozark region, is They've got a shit ton of miniature golf. That's got to be like the miniature golf capital of the U.S.
Are you serious? Okay.
Hey, mm-hmm, dead when serious. I went there, I got to pet a deer.
Where's the joke?
You can do that. You can do that. You can do that in Watauga.
Yeah.
What, the deer whisperer?
Yeah, where the hell's that guy been?
I don't know. I hadn't heard from him.
I don't know. I've heard 77 around the bar.
77% is white American. 15.4% is black or African American. 8% is American Indian.
Bullshit.
1.2% is Asian American. 0.2% Native Hawaiian.
Since yeah, whatever.
4% from some other race.
No, hold on. Yeah, here it did. Now, that's you guys the state, are purple. Though. That's the state. Little Rock is where it's at.
What's their state bird?
The finger.
The warthog. Jokes,
and like their the warthog.
Their state animals.
The razorback.
They're all the razorbacks.
Oh, shit. Okay, next email. Yeah. We'll make fun of your state later. You know
who is from there. The mockingbird. Northern mm-hmm. mockingbird. Jerry. Is their state bird.
Jerry.
Okay, the last email is from Bill and Brent in Atlanta, Georgia.
Hot
Bill
Atlanta.
And Brent?
Bill and Brent.
Are they gay?
In no. Together, Georgia.
No.
Could it be?
I know you guys love our band, but seriously, dudes, could you please get our mastodon penises out of your mouth and talk about some other cool bands? Fuck off and die. In the year of the groaning pony...
The groin,
the brony,
grown pony,
the brony,
grown pony, G-R-O-W-N, grown pony.
Okay, so
don't email this. We're the greatest.
Can
this
we? Can we rename this year to the year of the brony?
I don't ever get that joke. What the hell is a brony?
A brony is a fan of My Little Pony.
It's a boy.
It's a cult.
It's a boy. Really.
Didn't I show you that anal plug that they're selling? That's a horse tail that you can put in your butt?
No.
There's a whole series on these though. Guys.
When we talked about farting rainbows?
Y'all were hitting around all types of stuff, and I had no idea what you were talking about.
So that's email, huh?
Ha ha ha. This is Big Todd from the bar. Keep up the good work.
Oh, what a so douche face.
Fake mastodon.
Fake
mastodon. Oh, fake mastodon.
So... Well, I gotta say, the first two emails, absolutely amazing.
The last two, fuck you.
The third one, we'll make fun of your state some more. The last one, fuck you, Todd.
Come hey, who's Todd? Your face. Todd? Do we need Todd?
He's the one that bought us shots last week.
Todd Lewis?
Todd Lewis.
No.
Who's Todd Lewis?
Todd. Todd Lewis is the lead singer of...
he bought JJTM shots? Okay, Sparks. I know what you're talking about.
Right before he caught us and was like...
Yeah, yeah. So, fuck you, Todd. Wait,
so not Big Head Todd?
I don't remember. I was drunk. But yeah, I remember meeting him.
All right. So,
thanks for the email, bud.
We're going to take a short little break that makes no sense on a podcast because we come right back.
And but we're back.
In the interlude, Jesse's going to play some acoustic guitar for us.
Yeah, with my ukulele, I got shoved up my ass.
Thank you for the emails, girls. I love you too. Don't slide around too much.
And both y'all, to me. Don't be strangers. Email us some more. I liked them.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because and you can poke fun at us.
Todd?
No.
I'll start working out for you.
Beth and Elif.
I love you, Elif.
We really need you to send us a voice something so we know how to pronounce it.
Yes. And make a sound bite.
Yes.
And then Seth can hear your voice, and then it'll be mutual.
Here's my number.
817-800.
Cut me off.
All right. We'll be right back after these quick messages from the sponsors.
Hey, fucktards! Are my drums done yet?
Thank you.